بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن سلمة بن الأكوع رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رجلا أكل عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بشماله فقال كل بيمينك. قال لا أستطيع. قال لا استطعت، ما منعه إلا الكبر. قال فما رفعها إلى فيه. رواه مسلم. هذا سلمة بن الأكوع رضي الله تعالى عنه that a man ate in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his left hand. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him, admonished him and told him, Kul bi yaminik, eat with your right hand. And the man said, I am unable to do so. So he had no valid excuse. His right hand was not injured. And for no reason, he refused to eat with his right hand. And he just made a feeble excuse that I am unable to do so. When he said this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Lasta ta'ata, you will never be able to then use your right hand." Ma mana'ahu illa al-kibr. The narrator says, it was pride and arrogance that prevented him from eating with his right hand. Qala fama rafa'aha ila fihi, was unable then to put his right hand towards his mouth ever in his life. From this hadith, again, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brought this under the chapter of pride and arrogance, the prohibition of pride and self-conceit. Here, a simple thing of eating, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is highly emphasized, that we should eat with our right hand. One hadith we did, that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was eating, and little child was on his lap. And Rasulullah sallallahu taught the child, Sammillah, say Bismillah, وَكُلْ بِيَمِينِكْ, eat with your right hand. وَكُلْ مِمَّا يَلِيكْ, eat from the side of the plate which is closest to you. The simple sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that all of us need to bring into our life and also teach this to our children while they are young. So when we're eating, we say Bismillah, eat with the right hand. It has become common practice in many places. We use a fork and knife, and we refuse to use our fingers because we do not want our fingers to become soiled or dirty. This is khilaf of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, where you require a knife, you use the knife. Where you require the fork, use the fork, but not when we're eating. Allah Ta'ala has given us natural limbs and fingers to eat naturally. We've got utensils to take our food right to our mouth, and there's so much benefit when a person feels the food with his own hands. There are enzymes that come onto the fingers that enable or help the digestion of the food, and we're able to feel whether the food is hot or cold before we put it into our mouth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got a beautiful system for us. It should not be that because of pride and what others will say, therefore we start using the fork and knife and we refuse to eat with our hand, and more especially with our right hand. One Harithat ibn Wahb radiallahu ta'ala qal, Sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, ألا أخبركم بأهل النار كل عتل جواذ مستكبر. متفق عليه. حارثة بن وهب رضي الله عنه says, I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, should I not inform you about the inhabitants of Jahannam? Which type of people are in Jahannam? Rasulullah صلى explained, all those who are miserly, who are harsh in temperament and arrogant. Again, pride. Those who are proud, they are the who will be in Jahannam. So those who are miserly, do not spend on others. They are jawaz, they are harsh in temperament. They are not kind, they are not polite. And they are mustakbir. They think themselves to be superior to others and look down upon people. They reject the truth. These are the arrogant ones, and these are the people who will be the inmates of Jahannam. May Allah protect us from Jahannam. May Allah save us. May Allah give us the tawfiq of inculcating in our lives humility and tawadu. Wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah. Bihamdihi. Subhanallah.